He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, June the 4th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Boy, the headlines this morning, global bond rout. I wrote in my newsletter several weeks ago that a new bear market in bonds has begun. I hope you listened, because bonds are getting routed all over the world, which calls into question that traditional asset allocation theory model, which I've also been bashing for the last several years. Well, the market's actually come back here. The futures were way down this morning. Market opened up down. We just went positive, believe it or not, on the Dow. Up 6 points, 18,082. The S&P 500 is down a couple here right now, 2,112. The NASDAQ is it's just above the line, below the line, above the line. Right now it's just slightly below the line, down 3 to 5,100. 5,100. When's the last time you heard that? Crude oil falling a bit, 58.96. Gold is at 11.76 per ounce. The euro is up today at 1.129 as those Greece negotiations, if you can call it that. You know, the Greeks really don't have much leverage here, and yet they're trying to pull as much leverage as they possibly can, which is very little. And Merkel just stands there with their arms folded, nods her head. No, no, I don't think they're getting past Merkel. The 10-year yield, 2.32. It was up to 2.43 earlier this morning. Global bond rout continues. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I think 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, somewhere in that time frame, I wrote in my newsletter that a new bear market in bonds is now underway. And it's gotten bloody since then. In my March 23rd newsletter, 2009, 6 years ago, I wrote that a new bull market in stocks has begun. And I have not retracted that call ever since. The bull market in the stock market continues, and the bear market in bonds is now underway. So it's up to you. I mean, you can continue to ride the traditional asset allocation models, which even the Schwab, I think she was the chief market analyst, says makes no sense anymore in today's world. It never did make any sense because everybody has a different risk tolerance. And from my perspective, there's times when I don't want to own any stocks at all, despite what my risk tolerance says, despite what my asset allocation model says. And likewise, there's times when I don't want to own any bonds at all. You know, I did a little thing in my newsletter a couple weeks ago. Typed in my name and my birth date and my risk tolerance and things like this. And it spit back at me a recommended asset allocation, 50% bonds. Okay, the computer's always right. Has a computer ever been wrong? I'm going to move 50% of my stock portfolio to the bond market, even though the headwinds are in my face, even though the swells are 12 feet, and the wind is whipping, and there's a global debt sell-off beginning all over the world, I'm going to invest 50% of my money into the bond market. You know, there's also something called common sense. And I think that's what a computer lacks. That's the advantage that we human beings, we can use a little bit of intuition and a little bit of common sense, where a robot is just mechanical. just mechanical. Robots are buying bonds right now to increase people's bonds portfolios and their exposure to the bond market, which has been falling recently. That's the way that works. So it's up to you. You know, you can invest with the robots. You can invest with the asset allocation models, which call for 50, 60%, 40%, whatever it is in the bond market, which now is facing headwinds like it has not seen in over a decade. But it's up to you. Everybody has to choose their poison. And I choose to have zero exposure to the bond market. And there will come a time in the future when I don't want much exposure to the stock market. But that time has not come yet. Anyways, this morning we saw 2.43 on the 10-year Treasury. It has recovered some since then, back to 2.32. European yields are following suit. After jumping to over 1% earlier, the German 10-year Bund yield is now down 2 basis points, and now it's settling in at about 0.90. Yesterday we talked about circuit breakers being discussed for the bond market as it gets rockier and rockier. And I woke up to this headline, stocks set to open lower amid bond market carnage. That word carnage doesn't sound too friendly. I've seen a few carnages. You know where I like to see a carnage? On a fishing boat. When you get into a hot school of boiling albacore or bluefin tuna, and before you know it, all 25 guys on the boat are hooked up. Before you know it, there's 25 tuna flopping on the decks, ready for the barbecue a couple days later. I don't want to see bond market carnage, especially if I'm in the bond market. You know what? You're in control of your own destiny as it relates to the investments that you have. You can't really blame the guy who's running your money. In the end, you have responsibility. And if they continue to tell you that you should have a big chunk of your money sitting in the bond market right now, at least you could question that logic. That's just me. Bond yields fly higher. Mario Draghi warns about volatility and a rising interest rate environment. Policymakers prepare to look through the sharp rise in yields. Brazil is hiking their rate. They're at 13.75. Isn't it fun to live in a corrupt country? Corrupt government like Brazil? 13.75. The highest rate since 2009. I like this story. Taco Bell to test alcohol menu option at Chicago's store. Can you see a bunch of people? Hey, let's meet at Taco Bell tonight for happy hour. For drinks. We'll meet over here at the Taco Bell. I don't know. They'll test their first alcoholic beverage sales in the U.S. The store layout and design will be significantly different, probably, than the typical Taco Bell look in the U.S. Let's meet under the bell. OPEC members to discuss a new fair oil price. What's a fair price? Doesn't the market determine the price? Nearly a year after oil markets entered a deep downward spiral, some OPEC members are publicly talking for the first time about a new fair price for their crude. You know, I think a fair price for filet mignon ought to be about $3 a pound. That's just my opinion. Oil ministers from Iraq, Venezuela, and Angola, I don't know how much of a say Angola has on the OPEC panel, but they said in Vienna this weekend, I'll bet they're staying at a nice hotel, that a price of $75 to $80 a barrel could be just fine, however. Saudi Arabia, which for years has said $100 a barrel is fair, that's what we think is fair, has given no indication that it subscribes to this view that $75 to $80 is fair. Whatever the case may be, there is a reported consensus among the 12-country group to leave the current production ceiling of 30 million barrels per day unchanged at their meeting on Friday. In other words, continue to take those Texas frackers Pennsylvania frackers, Ohio frackers, continue the assault on them and keep pumping oil. Meanwhile, dozens of people reportedly killed or injured around the city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Now we've got something else to worry about. There's always something to worry about in the market. And it seems that Putin and that Ukrainian situation is heating up once again. And initial jobless claims here in the U.S. come in again under 300,000. That's good for the economy. I updated all my earnings estimates on 500 companies yesterday. They make up the S&P 500. I'll be reporting on what I found this weekend. PWStreet.com to get on the mailing list for the newsletter that I send out every week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I sent out a tweet the other day. I am on Stock Twits all day long, and I'm on Twitter. But I send out everything through Stock Twits. I have a lot of followers on Stock Twits. And I sent one out the other day. I said, hey, this stock is breaking out, and it's number 71 in my ranking system of about 4,100 different things to invest in, possibilities. And the guy wrote back, said, what does that mean, number 71? And I said, well, I have my own proprietary ranking system. And I had a couple of people say some nice things when I said, they said, you do great work, your newsletter is first rate, and can make one money, and teach a few things in the process. Keep it up. Well, that's good. I like to hear that. Hey, another guy said, agreed. Good job, Bill Gunderson. Then another guy writes today, I'm just giving you, sometimes they're not so nice, you know. Another one says, I'd check out and follow Bill Gunderson. Hey, I'm always happy to hear that, that at least I'm helping some people out there. Well, the highest grade that you can get in my ranking system, and of course in your Harvard class or your LSU class, wherever, is an A+, right? It doesn't get any bigger or better than A+. And at any given time, there may be a few A+ ranked stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. And we've owned a couple here for quite some time, including Blue, which is Bluebird Biotech. That's been real good to us. Bluebird is in my aggressive growth account. Let me just see how much it's up since we purchased it. And this is the second time around that we've purchased Bluebird. Bluebird is on the cusp, hopefully, they're hoping that it all pans out, of a breakthrough in anemia, specifically sickle cell anemia, which could be a big, big drug for them. And I own Bluebird in the aggressive growth accounts. This is obviously an aggressive growth stock. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. Okay, where's Bluebird here? Let me get to right there. Yeah, Bluebird's up about 80% since we bought it on this current round. We have owned it before. And there's three other A+ ranked stocks right now in my Best Stocks Now app, which is unusual. Now, to get an A+, you have to be one of the top performing stocks in the entire market to begin with. All right, that goes without saying, because half of the strategy that I use, or the grading system that I use, is based on relative performance against your peers. Doesn't that just make sense that it should be a top performer? It does to me. Maybe it doesn't to you. Other people, I know value investors, they tend to buy underperformers because that's makes them cheap. But I think if a stock is flying, it ought to be looked at. There's something going on there. And Bluebird was flying, and it had one of the best performance grades in my system, high enough to finally get an A+. And of course, my system, where possible, also takes into account valuation. Bluebird happens to be one that we can't put a valuation on because they're going to lose $3.19 this year, and they're going to lose $3.57 next year. You know, I had a guy that had an account with me for 2 weeks, and I started to methodically buy a stock here and a stock there. I'm very methodical about the way I do things. And he transferred out after 2 weeks because I bought a stock that doesn't have any earnings. And it was probably Bluebird, I don't know. Well, you can't eliminate stocks, especially from an aggressive growth profile that doesn't have any earnings. You would have missed some of the biggest winners of all time. They don't have earnings, but they have potential, and they have stuff in their pipeline that could be very, very valuable at some point in time, and Bluebird has been a good example of that. In addition to that, my number two A-plus ranked position right now, or asset in my Best Stocks Now app, is an ETF. And it's been an A-plus off and on for the better part of the year. And that happens to be the China A-share ETF, which I think is up 35% year-to-date, ASHR, which is an exchange-traded fund seeking results corresponding to the CSI 300 index. That's the China Shanghai index, which investors now have access to. And ASHR is the number two ranked asset in the entire database of 4,100. You know, I was talking with my buddy that helped me with the app. I had the grades. I had the grading system. Now we had to convert it to the format that fits on a little smartphone. And it was a learning curve for us old guys, you know. We're not 21 years old. I can't use my thumbs to text like these kids can nowadays. But we learned it. We figured it out. And we got the app out there. It's been as high as number two in the world of financial apps on a daily basis. And I was talking to him the other day. I said, what if we just bought A-plus? What if we had a little trading account, just bought A-plus ranked stocks? So anyways, I've started a study. We're going to see how it does. Just on paper right now. Paper money. Just buy A-plus ranked stocks. See what happens. Be interesting. Do that for a year. See what happens. The third one that's A-plus ranked, and I see it's backing off a little bit today, it just became a brand new A-plus ranked stock. I've had bad luck with this thing in the past, but it seems to be doing well now. It's firing on all cylinders. OPCO Health, which I believe is headquartered in Miami, Florida. Yep, Miami, Florida. They tend to be a little bit on the promotional side, promoting the stock. But you can't argue with the results. It was a dollar stock in 2010. Today it's 18. They're making an acquisition. Pretty good one. BRLI, which I followed, BioReference Labs. I think that's a good acquisition. And this stock's worth a look at the current time. Not a recommendation, but an example. OPCO Health, OPK, which is an $8 billion company, which develops a broad range of pharmaceutical products, diagnostic tests, and vaccines. It's definitely on my radar right now. It's one of the top four ranked stocks in my app right now, and it gets an A-plus grade. The fourth one is out of Seattle. Seattle Genetics, which is a $5.7 billion company. It's had its ups and downs over the years, but mostly up. It was $6 in 2008. Now it's $46. They're doing something right. They develop monoclonal antibody-based therapeutics for the treatment of cancer and autoimmune diseases. Seattle Genetics. Four A-plus ranked stocks in the app today. Usually there's only two. But I note that there's four today. Might be worth a look. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we got to see some good baseball here this past week. The Mets were in town. The Mets are about 4 or 5 games above 500. They have some good pitching. I don't know about their offense, though, whether they've got what it takes to make it to the playoffs. But it's always exciting to see the Mets and the Padres, two of the most struggling franchises over the years, duking it out with one another, and at least with better rosters these days. Last night, the first pitch was thrown out by the Chargers' number one draft choice from Wisconsin, the running back, and I can't think of his name right now, but he was a stud running back with Wisconsin Badgers, and he became the number one draft choice of the Chargers. We need a running back. He had a pretty good fastball, actually, lefty. Watched him throw out the first pitch last night. Meanwhile, the ocean looks a little choppy here this weekend. I can see the swells from my office off of Point Loma. And the fish are still really scattered. You know, sometimes the market's like that. The stocks are really scattered right now. They're all over the place. China, you got to find one in China. You got to find a couple in Europe. Maybe one or two here in the U.S. It's not wide open fishing by any means. The market's up just 2%. So far this year. Why? Pretty simple. Because earnings of the S&P 500 stocks are up just about 2% so far this year versus last year. And to me, when you strip everything away, you know, everybody has an opinion on the market, whether it's overvalued, whether it's undervalued, whether it's fully valued, which brings up the age-old question, how do you value an index? Well, isn't it the sum of the valuation of all the stocks that make up the index? The answer is absolutely. You take a look at the companies that make up the index and do the valuations on them, and then you take a look at the aggregate, and you can come up with a valuation for an index. From time to time, they wheel Abby Joseph Cohen on from Goldman Sachs. And that's pretty much how she values, puts a target price on an index. And you can put a target price on an index. It's based on the underlying earnings of the companies that make up the index. Let's take, for example, the S&P 500. Well, here's lesson number one. The S&P 500 has 500 stocks in it. Maybe that should be a question on Jeopardy. How many stocks are in the S&P 500? Some people would get it wrong, I'm sure. But it does have 500 stocks in it. Okay, so now let's take a look at the components, the stocks that make up. I believe it begins with Agilent and it ends with Zoetis, ZTS, which was a spinoff from Abbott Labs. And let's take a look at the earnings estimates and the actual earnings that these stocks made in 2014. What they're expected to make in 2015, and what they're expected to make next year. If we look at last year, aggregate earnings for the S&P 500 were about $117 per share, which is up from $59 per share back in 2009. So earnings for the S&P 500 have been growing every year since 2009. And what has the market been doing? It's been going up every year since 2009. Just like a school of bluefin tuna follows the bait around and the favorable water temperatures and currents, that gives you a clue to where they're at. Stocks follow earnings, and that gives you a big clue to where they're at. Going back to 2008, earnings started to drop in the S&P 500. The market started to roll over. And then earnings plunged with the financial crisis and the stock market plunged. So doesn't it just make logical sense to keep your eye on those earnings? Well, last year we made $117 per share in the way of earnings. This year, 2015, as we sit here today with 5 months or seven months left in the year, it looks like if we're lucky, will come in at about $119 to $120 per share. If you compare that with last year, that's just a scant 2% growth in earnings of those 500 companies which make up that all-important index this year versus last year. So all things being equal, the S&P 500 should be up about 2% this year, 3%. And guess what? That's what it's up so far this year. Now, to do a valuation on an index, you take the aggregate sum of the earnings, which is about $120 per share, and you apply a multiple to those earnings. And we go back in history and we look at what the average multiple range of the S&P 500 has been. And I've seen people using a multiple on the S&P 500 right now anywhere between 16, which is kind of the long-term norm. If you put 16 on those $120 estimates, you're not going to get much of a target price. You're going to get about a 1900 target price on the S&P 500, which is now at 2100. So if you're up in that range with your estimates, you would call this an overvalued market. I believe that the current multiple should be a little bit higher, based on the fact that we're still in expansion mode and based on the fact that we still have a very favorable, a very accommodating Fed behind us right now, putting the wind at our back. I've actually been using a multiple of 17.5 on forward earnings. If we take those earnings of $120, which are estimated for this year, and we put a multiple of 17.5 on them, and we multiply those two numbers together, we get a target price of right around $2,100 on the S&P 500. And guess where the S&P 500 is? Right around $2,100. So if you're wondering why we're getting this sideways action in the market this year in the indexes, that's the answer. You'd have to put a multiple. The market would have to trade at a much higher multiple. It would have to stretch. It would have to expand outside of the norm to create a higher target price. So for this year, the best we can do is look for things within the S&P 500 that are still undervalued, that aren't fully valued, because the vast majority of stocks in the S&P 500 are, and the index, in my opinion, is fully valued right now. Well, we have to go outside of the U.S., which I've been doing, and picking individual stocks from around the world that represent a better value. And there are indexes around the world, namely China, which is trading at a much lower multiple than the U.S. right now. But what's really becoming important right now, the market is going to start looking ahead to next year's earnings estimates real soon. Maybe after this next quarter is in the books, we're going to have a real good feel for where the earnings for 2016 will be. Right now, we're at about $120 for this year. Earnings per share, S&P 500. Where are we going to be next year? If we're going to be at $110, that's a big, huge problem. That means we've got a bear market looking us in the face. If we're going to be at $120 next year, that means we're going to be the same as this year, and that's not good. But if we're going to be higher next year than this year, then that gives us hope that eventually we'll break out of this sideways funk that we're in and break out to new highs in the market. Well, I went through all 500 stocks yesterday during the day, updated all 500 of them, applied my math to it, came up with a fresh number for 2016. This is the best we can do based on what we know about the market right now. And I will be going over that number and that multiple and that target price for 2016. Because what we want to be on guard for is what happened back in 2007, 2008 when earnings in America peaked. Earnings started to recede, and the market started to recede, and a new bear market in stocks set in. Doesn't it just make logical sense to be looking ahead for that same scenario, which is going to occur at some point in the future. Is it going to be this year? Is it going to be next year? Well, I update those numbers every single week in my newsletter. If you don't read anything else in the newsletter, therein, in my book, lies the key to when the next bear market in stocks is going to set in. We've been going up for 6 years and 11 weeks. Get on our weekly newsletter mailing list at pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about quite a bit here so far, talked about the carnage that's taking place in the global bond market right now, including the U.S. And I'd have to say to you that have 401ks, well, we'll get to that in a bit. Another stock that's doing well here, I just want to mention T-Mobile, TMUS, which I featured two weeks ago. I wrote an article about it, sent it off to thestreet.com a week ago, and it's just sitting. Haven't heard a word back. I don't know what is up with those people. They changed their system or something. You know, why would I send any more articles to thestreet.com if it's going to sit there on some editor's desk? An article on a stock is like fresh bread coming out of the oven, hot. It gets stale real fast, and now T-Mobile's up big today, and that article's still sitting on an editor's desk somewhere. So, you know what? I kind of gave them a second chance. I kind of gave them a third chance. And I don't know. I don't know how many lives a website has before I say no mas. But MarketWatch gets those articles right out that we send them. Town Hall Finance gets those articles right out that we send them. They're happy to get them. Seeking Alpha gets them right out. TheStreet.com, no wonder it's a $1 stock or whatever it is. I'm still willing to work with them, but, you know, they've got to fix whatever's going on. There's always seems to be major changes taking place there, and it's kind of getting old. Anyways, I'm going to talk in this last segment about your 401k. The vast majority of people that have exposure to the stock market have it through their employment. Their employer offers to them a 401k, which enables them to take money out of their paycheck every week, which you should be taking advantage of to the max. Forced savings. You'll be forced to spend a little bit less on whatever it is your poison is, that whether it's my fishing lures can be expensive. You know, they add up. They're not cheap. Gas to go fish, whatever it is, you know, whatever your poison is, spend a little bit less and put max out your 401k. And a lot of companies match the 401k. Now, okay, so once the money is now going into the 401k, obviously, the longer you have, the more that thing can really, really grow over the years. The second biggest thing is to invest it properly. Invest your 401k properly. There's different ways to do that. You can type in your birth date and your risk tolerance into the traditional asset allocation model, and it will tell you 50-50 bond stocks, and then you can choose, you know, the S&P 500 for your stock portion and PIMCO total return for your bond portion. I think there's a better way personally. And I publish every week a 401k model of how I would have my 401k invested. And I've been 100% stocks since 2009. Now, the second key is in 2008, 2009, the market went down 53% from peak to trough. That's a big hit. If you had 300 grand in your 401k, you woke up one morning, you had 150 grand. And the asset allocators will say, well, not if you had a 50-50 stock bond portfolio. You didn't go down 38%. You only went down 12%. But since then, the 6 years of bull, if you would have been 50-50 bond stocks, you would have done nowhere near what the stock market has done. The stock market has been the place to be since 2009. In my opinion, as a 401k investor, if you just get the stock bond mix right, I think that you can get better returns, much better returns than doing the traditional asset allocation model. If you have a very low exposure to the stock market during a bear market, if you have very little exposure to the bond market during a bear market, which we are now in the bond market, and conversely, if you have a lot of exposure to stocks during favorable times for stocks, and if you have a lot of bonds during favorable bonds for time, and just try to get the asset allocation mix right. Just the bond stock mix right. And I don't believe it is based on age. I don't believe it is based on risk tolerance. I believe it's based on which way the wind is blowing in the world, in the economy. And like Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Just read the papers a little bit every morning. I put it all into a very succinct bottom line. Here's the bottom line every week in my newsletter. And I say, I like this asset class, and I've been saying that for the last 6 years, stocks. I know you want me to say something different. I'm not a permabull. At some point in time, I will say that the stock market is not the place to be. All this money that you've been building up and you've been growing since 2009, now it's time to pull back. Now it's time to protect, because the clouds are gathering on the horizon. It's going to be a drop in earnings. That's what I'm looking for. And other things, not just that, but that's going to be the main thing. Because generally speaking, all of the other things lead to that drop in earnings, which leads to that drop in the stock market. You don't want to have all the money that you built up over the last 6 years to lose half of it in the next year or two. So getting the asset allocation right, not based on age, not based on risk tolerance, but based on which way the wind is blowing in the world economy, whether it be the interest rate environment, that's what affects the bond market, or whether it be earnings, that's what impacts the stock market. Just those two things, earnings and interest rates, probably have more effect on your 401k than any other thing. If you just know those two things, which way are interest rates headed and which way are earnings are headed, that will help you determine which side of the equation to be on. And there may even be a time when the best decision is no decision, to be in cash sitting on the sidelines while things work their way out. Anyways, I put it in very simple terms. Every week I begin the newsletter today. I've already got my thought process going and which way I'm going to go with this week's newsletter. But it all comes down to that bottom line, because all roads lead to the bottom line. You can sign up, get on our weekly mailing list at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like someone to help you manage your money, maybe you just left with your 401k. Hey, now you got an IRA rollover, and we can help you with that. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.